Good afternoon, delegates. Can we please get started and conclude, if we can, on agenda item number 9, on animal feeding. Before lunch, we had many submissions on this topic of animal feeding. Especially in the area of the mechanism that would move us forward in the area of animal feeding. It is very clear that there were differing views at whether we should have a task force to undertake this work or to refer this work to the various committees as appropriate. We have been trying to see the way forward. And I wish to make this proposal to you, to the Commission, for your consideration as a way forward. Before I make my proposal, however, I want us to be clear on what we are talking about. We need to be clear that we are trying to find a mechanism as a way forward to address the issues that the Electronic Working Group has put as Roman II, the three issues of work on guidelines on how to apply the existing Codex risk assessment methodologies, development of prioritized list of hazards, and the criteria for global identification and notification of emergency situations affecting the feed sector. We are focusing on those three areas. And my proposal is as follows. On the issue of criteria for global identification and notification of emergency situations affecting the feed sector, it's recommended that this work be referred to FAO and WHO, who have accepted to undertake this work. On the remaining two, my proposal is to have a time-limited task force to specifically deal with those two issues. That's my proposal to this commission. I also need to mention that we need to note that there are some committees, the current Codex committees, who actually deal with animal feeding as of now. So that must be borne in mind when we are discussing my proposal. Comments, please. United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. We would feel much more comfortable if we saw the entire proposal for how we're going to go forward. So I guess what I'm hearing is that this is only part of it. And we saw confusion this morning, and I don't want that to be repeated. So if we could know exactly, otherwise we're going to have to comment. And if there's some other things that you've got planned, it may address some of our comments. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Mexico, please.
Gracias.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'd perhaps like to hear from the chair to reply, first of all, to the United States before making my statement. Thank you.
Thank you very much, delegates. It is proposed that my proposal gets typed out clearly, and then it will be projected on the screen, and then we shall have a discussion on that proposal. So that is very clear of how we are proceeding with this work. So it will take some minutes. In the meantime, we shall continue with the next item. What is this document? It's confusing. Dropping documents. The next item on the agenda, agenda item 9, is matters referred by the other committees. Again, we are on the committee on milk and milk products. Adjournment of this committee, signed DA. The committee agreed to propose to this commission to adjourn the committee sine die until such a time as the commission would require it to undertake new work. The commission is requested to consider and approve the proposal to adjourn sine die, the Codex Committee on Milk and Milk Products. Comments, please. I don't see any flags, so the commission is agreeable to adjourn the Committee on Milk and Milk Products, signed DA. Thank you very much. The next item related to that committee, which we have already pronounced ourselves on, is referenced voluntary applications or provisions in the Codex Commodity Standards. The committee agreed to retain the annexes in all the 13 standards of milk and milk products and to amend their title and the introductory paragraph to read as follows. Appendix, additional information. The additional information below does not affect the provisions in the preceding sections, which are those that are essential to the product identity, the use of the name of the food, and the safety of the food. The Commission is requested to approve this proposal. Comments, please. I don't see any flags. Sorry. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tillman. As was expressed throughout the course of this committee by Mexico, we are concerned that these annexes, which at one point in time were not adopted by consensus, and it was determined that they would be voluntary, we're concerned that they are part of the compulsory text of the standard. And we would like to express our reservations, and we wanted this to be reflected. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mexico, but I think we need clarification on the Secretariat on your last submission. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the time where these standards were developed, and there were the standards for milk and milk products, and there were some others, the appendix was part of the standards. There was a specific statement on some of these appendices, but they were adopted at the same time as the standard. It was developed in the committee, discussed in the committee, and approved, adopted at the commission. So there was, it was exactly the same consensus as the actual. It was part of the standards, so they were adopted by consensus, part of all the 13 standards which are mentioned, and it was not only for milk and milk products, but there are quite a number of standards which have such annexes, and they were adopted when the standard was adopted by consensus at the Commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. I hope that clarifies some of the concerns expressed by Mexico. I recognize the flag of the United States. United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. This is not a typical codex issue, and members might want to seek help from trade colleagues to sort out why this is of such concern to us. As I understand it, the issue has to do with the status of the codex text under the WTO, and in this case, under the technical barriers to trade agreement. Unlike the SPS agreement, the TBT agreement does not identify any specific international standardization bodies. But a decision of the TBT committee does identify certain principles for the development of international standards, which include consensus procedures and global relevance. Because these annexes were not developed in a consensus manner and reflect specific regional patterns of manufacture, the United States have serious concerns about the compatibility of the standards that they are attached to with the TBT committee decision. We also are concerned that technical regulations incorporating material from the annexes could potentially run afoul of the TBT agreement itself and be prone to causing trade disruptions. We understand that these standards, including the annex in questions, do not currently seem to be causing any trade problems, but we want to avoid a situation where a member attempts to rely on the annexes or appendices to seek benefits under the TBT agreement. This could be bad for Codex. We're also concerned that the very existence of the non-consensus annexes undermines the credibility of Codex. For these reasons, the United States continues to support the deletion of the annexes. Thank you.
We still hear the issue of that these texts were adopted without consensus, and that worries us here. We have heard from the Secretariat, but maybe the Chair may wish to clarify on this issue. On the annexes or appendices, the 13 of them. While we give time for New Zealand to consider, can we have Japan, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Japan strongly opposes the retention of appendices to the 13 standards of milk and milk products. We note that they were originally voluntary provisions. As Codex deleted all the voluntary provisions, the appendices should not be there. Worse, if they remain, the provisions can be interpreted as if they were mandatory. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. Indonesia, please.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. That's Indonesia support for USA point of view. Thank you.
Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Like many others, we too have concerns in this regard. I'll note that in the discussion at the committee, we reserved our position in this regard and would again want to draw attention to our concerns as expressed by the United States, Japan, and others. Thank you.
Uruguay, please.
Gracias.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Uruguay's stance is changing the name and the introductory paragraph will not improve the problem that we have with this inclusion of voluntary annexes. And thus, we believe that the annexes should be analysed on a case-by-case basis to take out the substantive issues contained in the annexes, incorporate them in the standard, and then delete the annex. Thank you.
Secretary will make some clarification on some of the issues being raised on the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whether the text of the appendixes should be included or not in the text of the standards, that's really a decision of the committee, for each committee to decide. We understand that there were some difference of views. I would like to recall only something about the background. We had this extensive discussion, we would say like 10 or 12 years ago, on these issues and on the status under WTO. And of course, we will defer to the representative of WTO, but we had at the time this discussion, and it was very clear that in Codex, everything is voluntary. There is nothing mandatory. And in the framework of the TBT agreement, Codex standards are standards in the sense that they are standards and not technical regulations, which means that they are not mandatory, they are voluntary. So all the text of all these standards is voluntary. This was a general issue. It was not only in the case of the milk and milk products. And this is why this question, we had a general discussion and it was agreed to ask each specific committee. But in Codex itself, these standards were discussed. The standard was discussed. The appendix was part of the standard. At the time, different committees agreed to put this statement, to put some qualification on the nature of the standard, and that had to be updated and reconsidered. We discussed that at the two past sessions of the Commission. But it's not because they had been adopted through any different process. They were discussed in the committee. There were proposals, and they were all adopted by consensus at the Commission. So there was no difference of treatment. Only they were presented in a different way. There was this statement, which is now under discussion. But it was just to clarify that all Codex standards are voluntary and are considered as standards under the TBT. And at the time, we had the clarification from the TBT committee. So they are all standards and nothing is mandatory. There are essential and not so essential provision. And of course, this is for each committee to decide. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Secretary. Recognize the flag of South Africa. South Africa, please.
Chair, thank you very much, and we appreciate the explanation given by the Secretariat. However, we still, from a South African point of view, support the deletion of the annexes. Thank you, Chair.
I recognize the flag of Argentina. Argentina, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Argentina considers that the additional information that we have in the appendices is very important. Therefore, we would be in favor of the modification that has been proposed. As we see it, the text should be referred to as additional information because all codex standards, in fact, stand as recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you, Argentina. I recognize the flag of Thailand. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thailand would like to reiterate our comments, which have been addressed in the last meeting of the Codex Commission. We realize that the provision in the annex and appendix of some community standards contain both essential and non-essential requirements. In this connection, it is important to review the details of the annex or appendix of each standard containing the statement of voluntary application to determine whether the text should be retained, deleted, or moved to the main body of the standard. In our opinion, the annex appendix cannot be simply retained or deleted with an amendment to the statement of voluntary application. So this is our view, that it should be done on case-by-case basis on the details of the annex. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. I recognize the flag of Belgium. Belgium, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Belgium, on behalf of the European Union and its member states, would like to say the following. Consider these appendices have very important information, specifications, in fact, for industry. Therefore, they should be kept, as we see it, at the level of the committee. There was a consensus going in that direction, even though several countries did put forward some reservations. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I think it is... Yes, New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Chair. Just a point of clarification as to what we are discussing here. The committee agreed to retain the appendices to the 13 standards for milk and milk products and amend their title as before us, and that is what we are discussing. A few delegations have talked about reopening the standards themselves and perhaps including this additional material in some way in the standards. That is not the question before the committee. We need to be very clear that those standards have been adopted, and we're now talking about the appendices. And the decision is, do we accept the recommendation from the committee for this additional language and inclusion of the appendices? And we have some contrary views that perhaps the appendices should be deleted. In other words, we don't accept this additional information, but we are not discussing the standards themselves. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand, for that clarification. It's very helpful. From the discussion, Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the Secretariat kindly pointed out to us just some minutes ago, the Commission has previously discussed the status of the appendices to our standards, whether they belong to the Milk Committee or other commodity committees. The Milk Committee has in this case turned to the Commission in an excellent way and by consensus put forward a proposal to have the technical appendices linked to their standards as proposed. This question, however, and the discussion in this Commission reflects that the question of the appendices in Codex standards in general, that is, in many other committees, could be discussed on a more general basis. Keeping in mind signals also during the evaluation process for Codex as such, on which part or documents we should put more weight on and more focus on, it could be an open question if the Commission at a later stage would discuss and return to the committees with some signals with regard to the existence of technical appendices in the standards. However, this seems not to be the case or the discussion for the case we are discussing now, and I would suggest and support the New Zealand view that we should accept the committee's proposal as tabled to us and leave to the Commission, if the Commission wants, to come back via the general principles or another Commission meeting for a more general approach to the discussion on the appendices in the standards, especially for appendices focusing on technical aspects and not food health as such. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Norway. It is very clear that the committee, which we entrusted with this work, has made this recommendation to the Commission. It is very clear that even before recommending to the Commission, there was disagreement. And indeed, that disagreement was noted in the committee. However, the committee did recommend to the Commission that these annexes be retained and also proposed a text that would answer some of the concerns of the members who were present in the committee. It is my proposal to this Commission that we agree with the recommendation of the committee and not the reservation of those members who made those reservations at the committee stage. That's my proposal to this Commission. So I'm asking the Commission to approve as requested by the committee. United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. Assuming that the Commission is going to accept your proposal, the United States would request that the report, the Commission report, reflect the concerns in our intervention. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. That will be noted. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. We would like to say the same thing as the United States. We would like to our comments to be reflected in the Commission's report. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. We shall do that. Mexico, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mexico would also like for these concerns to be highlighted, as the U.S. and Japan also pointed out. Thank you.
South Africa, please.
Chair, we ask that our objection also be noted.
Thank you, South Africa. We shall do that. I don't see any more flags. Thank you very much for your discussion on that matter. We have the second submission from the Committee on Fats and Oils, technical amendment of the standard for named vegetable oils, update of variety of rapeseed oil, low uric acid. Based on the information, the committee, that is the Fats and Oils Committee, requests this commission to adopt the amendments to the standard for named vegetable oils to replace Brassica campestris with Brassica rapa. Your approval is now sought. Comments, please. I don't see any flags, so approval of the commission is granted. The third one is on Codex Committee on General Principles. Definition of the term competent authority. The committee agreed that there was no merit in having a general definition of the term competent authority. And on the issue of co-hosting of Codex committees, the committee also agreed that the Codex Secretariat would create a specific page on co-hosting on the Codex website to make information available as contained in Appendix 6 available to all members. This is from the Committee on General Principles. We requested them to give us a definition for competent authority, and the committee found that there was no merit in having this definition. And on the co-hosting of Codex committees, the committee agreed that the Codex Secretariat would create a web page on co-hosting of Codex sessions. So that's for information to note by the Commission. Are there any comments, though, on these two submissions? Cameroon, please.
Monsieur President, merci.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would also like to thank the Committee on General Principles for the good work they've done. I would like to hark back to the co-hosting Codex committees, and with the setting up creation of a web page, I'd like to know if perhaps, I'm just wondering if we didn't determine a date at which these activities should be carried out. What I'm wondering is when we'll actually be able to, when that site will be up and running, and when we'll be able to log on to the website and view that the web page regarding co-hosting, and how about the refreshing, the permanent refreshing or updating of the web page? What can you tell us about that? Thank you.
Thank you, Cameron. I'll ask immediately Secretariat to respond. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. We intend to put this page on after the Commission.
So we were intending to have this discussion now, as this was a matter referred from the Codex Committee on General Principles. Take any points made in this discussion into account and then upload it on the site. And then also experience how it works. And when, of course, members will make comments on this, and we have heard earlier in the session that somebody said 4 to 6 months, maybe that is too short for the invitation, but these are not strict guidelines. This is guidance given to countries on what steps to undertake to facilitate the process of co-hosting. So we would put this up, and then probably next year we can look at it, how it has worked, and members can report on their experience with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretary. I don't see any further flags, so we move on to matters referred from the Panama, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we said yesterday, as we see it, it would be far more useful if not only by looking at this Codex web page, let's say 4 to 6 months ahead of time, before the or advance notice, 4 to 6 months ahead of time, if we could know right away the intentions of co-hosting as soon as anybody has any inkling of what's going to happen. That way we could get prepared. Because as it is now, 4 to 6 months, that doesn't give us enough time to put this, to have a line in our budget so we can make sure that we can take part in the meeting. So we need to have the information earlier. Thank you.
Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Only to say that if there's an intention to co-host, this is decided in the committee already. So like, for instance, in the case of general principles, there was a proposal already last year that a session should be held in Mali. So it is already now known that the next session of the Committee of General Principles might be held in Mali. So in this case, members are already informed. We put this also up on the website. And in this case, what could happen is, of course, that something goes wrong and the co-hosting doesn't work out. And in the end, it will be held in the normal venue. So in that case, members would need to plan for the two possibilities. I doubt, though, that it will be possible to send the invitations much earlier than 4 to 6 months before the sessions, the invitations. But the information about intention of co-hosting is known usually about 1 year or more in advance.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to add that on the web page, there is the list of sessions for the whole biennium, which means 2010 until the end of 2011. So you have already, except when it has not been decided, which is quite a rare case, but it's indicated the venue, not only the date, but the venue is indicated because, as my colleague explained, it's decided for a committee in each committee for the next committee where it will be held. So we have the planning on the list of all Codex sessions for the biennium from beginning of 2010 until the end of 2011. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretariat. I believe that provides clarification to members. And as has been mentioned, this is going to be put at the website. It's going to be tried. And then if there are difficulties, you can always come back and make a different decision. So I would not like to prolong this discussion, but Panama, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you. I'd just like to point out that especially when it comes to the Hygiene Committee, this meeting is going to be held in Uganda. The information was revealed after the Committee on General Principles. It was not published on the page No, we didn't get it 1 year ahead of time, as was intimated. No, I just wanted to point that out. We got it quite late along. Thank you.
I think I would like to ask Secretariat to clarify on this, if not the chair of the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene. But Secretariat first, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It was our understanding that the proposal was made at the last session of the Committee on Food Hygiene, so that would have been in the report, but we would defer, of course, to the host country. So we put the information in the website when we have the confirmation by the country concerned, host and co-host. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think we don't need to prolong the discussion. There is a note given to us by Panama that they need a lot more time to know who is going to host which committee. And we believe this commission has noted the concerns of Panama, and we can only pledge to do our best in the circumstances. But the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene in Uganda, there is still plenty of time for Panama to attend. Matters arising from the reports of Codex Committees and Task Forces, Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, there were two matters referred. On matters arising from the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables, as I said, we have two submissions, but I see the flag of the chair, so probably I'll give the chair the floor. Mexico, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Conclusion of theme 1 can be seen in document 8 add 1 paragraph 13. Now we could, yes, include a note from the FAO or the WHO or the legal office of the UN, but in earlier years, this question was referred, and the Commission cannot simply remain silent on this, because we're talking about a regional organization of the UN, and on more than one occasion, they have sought to change standards. And so I think that this would be sending an unclear message in international trade, because in the UN, there is a program, there's a FAO-WHO, a joint program on food standards. And this is recognized as one single, it's enshrined in the SPS agreement of the WTO, for example. So that's the reason why I would like to ask is that, as a minimum, in paragraph 13, there should be clarification in CXCAC 1033/8 at 1. That this should be in the report of the Codex Alimentarius, that it is not the ratification of what the CAC expressed in earlier occasions in this regard. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, for the committee. And indeed, we are talking about the conclusion in the Document 8, Addendum 1, Paragraph 13. I would like now to request the legal counsel, FAO, to clarify on this matter and advise on the way forward. Legal, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As it was explained in the meeting, the issue already came up, arose around 10 years ago, and there was an initial ruling of the Office of the Legal Counsel where it was indicated that in view of different consideration, the legal counsel position was that the proposal to change the name of UNECE standards to UN was unlikely to be approved by ECOSOC. In light of the recent request of the UNEC Working Party, another legal opinion has been delivered. It was in February this year, and the senior legal advisor of the UN Legal Office in Geneva, I would say, confirmed the previous legal opinion, the one delivered in 1998. Our advice would then to take note of the two legal opinions, and we could maybe have some consultation with the Office of the Legal Counsels of the United Nations should they need to have some clarification as to the status of the Codex Alimentarius and the status of the Codex Alimentarius standard. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Legal Counsel WHO. A bit more complicated, but that's the situation and advice from the Legal Counsel of WHO. So we need to take note of what that advice is and hope that consultation will continue between the legal fraternity to resolve that issue. The second item is on Chanterelle, Codex Standard for Fresh. What is that?
UNEC.
And what?
Vous avez la fleur
publiquement? On a mis dessus ce
matin. D'après ce qu'ils m'ont dit, ça a changé. C'est ce qu'ils m'ont dit ça tout à l'heure.
Quelqu'un m'a dit ça avant. Qui c'est qui
c'est je ne sais pas, tout à l'heure j'ai su par hasard que, oui, que ça ne traîne pas.
Let's have the intervention of UNEC, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Secretary to the Working Party on Agricultural Quality Standards of the United Nations Economic Commission for Europe, UNECE. The issue of the change in the title of UNEC standards is very well presented in document 10/33/8, ed. 1. Mr. Chair, in view of the legal advice from the UN Legal Office, which is part of the document that I referred to, we in the Secretariat expect that the Working Party, UNEC Working Party, at its November meeting this year, will decide to put back UNEC in the title of the UNEC standards. We believe that that way the issue and the concerns of Codex countries will be adequately addressed and resolved. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, UNECE. International Nut Council, please.
Thank you, Chair. The International Nut and Dried Fruit Council, or the INC, is a global organization representing the interests of producers, processors, traders, distributors, and consumers of dried fruits and nuts worldwide. We would like to express our strong support for the globalization of UNEC standards for tree nuts and dried fruits. In other words, the changing of the title of UNECE standards to UN standards as decided by the UNEC Working Party on Agricultural Quality Standards. We believe that the time is ripe to do so. The consumption, production and trade of nuts and dried fruits has now truly become global. Nuts and dried fruits are now traded between five continents across regional borders, and this globalization is indeed reflected in the wide range of activities of the Codex on Contaminants, Sampling Plans, Additives and Pesticides. For example, the Codex limits for aflatoxins, which already covered almonds, hazelnuts and pistachios, covers since yesterday also Brazil nuts. Our trade no longer has regional borders, and standard-setting mechanisms should follow this evolution. This is why we believe that the specialized UNEC section should develop worldwide as opposed to European standards. And, of course, the INC is ready to provide its full cooperation and assistance in this regard. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the submission. We take note. Mexico, please.
Thank you very much, sir. As I said in my previous statement, the Commission should not remain silent with respect to this issue. This issue is not only about seeking advice from legal counsel. This is a political matter, and it goes above and beyond changing the title to the standards. The Codex Alimentarius is already recognized as an organization stemming from the UN responsible for standardization and harmonization of food. And therefore, it should not give rise to confusion in international trade in that there is another organization working to achieve the same objectives. This Commission must take a decision in this regard and not only take note of the legal counsel. We are very much concerned about the way in which the name or the title of standards has been changed. International standards or standards of the United Nations. Due to the reasons which I already mentioned, because, as I have said, this gives rise to confusion in international trade. If we believe there should be international standards, I think that we should adhere to codex work. So I would ask the Commission to take a decision and to take an actual very firm stance in this connection. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Belgium, please.
Merci, monsieur.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Belgium, on behalf of the European Union and its member states. The member states of the European Union continue to clearly support cooperation between the UNECE and the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables through the development of standards in this very field. For many years now, this cooperation has proved to be very efficient with respect to the two organizations and has enabled us to set up synergies and to avoid the duplication of work. From the Codex viewpoint, it seems to us that it is the Committee on Fresh Food and Vegetables which is the most appropriate one in its terms of reference to set up this type of cooperation. We should also note that the UNECE standards are international in nature for all members of the United Nations. And in particular, they are used in international trade of fresh fruit and vegetables. Thus, the member states of the European Union have no difficulty with the labeling of these UNECE standards and converting them into UN standards. But our opinion is that in no circumstance should the committee take a stance as to the title of these various UNECE standards. The commission could simply just take note of the need to continue to have excellent cooperation between the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables and the UNECE. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Can the Commission accept use of paragraph 13 of Document 8, Addendum 1, which says that the Commission, which is this Commission, may also wish to reassert its previous recommendations on the need for CCFFV to cooperate and coordinate with the UNEC towards the elaboration of harmonized standards without duplication of efforts and the rest of that. Is that acceptable to the Commission? I see nodding heads, so that's accepted, and we shall include it in our report. The last one is chanterelle, again from the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. And again, the issue is in Agenda Term 9 on Document 8, Addendum 1. I'll ask Secretariat to give us direction on this proposal. Secretariat, please.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, this was also from the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetable, and noted the standard on fresh fungus chanterelle was it's now in Codex, it's a European regional standard. So the committee, the conclusion in paragraph 15 was that the committee agreed to request for the commission, the coordinating committee for Europe, considers the need for a worldwide standard for chanterelle and to refer a proposal for conversion for consideration with project document. So we would like to clarify that the committee, the regional coordinating committee for Europe, cannot prepare a project document for anything else than a regional standard. So I think it perhaps could be worded in a little different way, that the Commission could ask the Committee for Europe to look at this standard and whether there is a need to revise it. First of all, perhaps they can look whether they want a regional standard or to revise it as it is, or then if they would consider that there is a need, as mentioned here, for a worldwide standard. But they could only give advice in that, in the sense that a regional committee could not propose... it's not in its terms of reference to develop anything of worldwide standard. So in that case, it would rather refer back to the committee who would be responsible, which is Fresh Fruit and Vegetables. So it could not prepare a project document for a worldwide standard. It's not possible for a regional committee. But in any case, this should be referred to the Committee for Europe for advice on how to proceed further with the regional standard for fresh chanterelle. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary. I'd like to ask the chair of the committee. Mexico, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps we could resolve this through a circular letter to be drafted up by the Secretariat, and there we would ask the viewpoints of all members on how to convert a regional standard into a worldwide standard or an international standard. And then the responses would be considered in the forthcoming meeting in May 2011. Thank you, sir.
The proposal from the chair is for Secretariat to come up with a circular letter trying to get inputs as to whether this regional standard should be converted into an international standard. And those comments will be considered on the next meeting of the committee. I see nodding heads, so shall I agree that Secretariat takes up the circular later and then inputs are obtained as comments to be considered by the next meeting of the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. Thank you very much. We have Part C of the agenda. Part C is matters related to requests from the Commission, and this is basically for information. Information from the Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products, on model certificate for fish and fishery products and the progress being made. Committee on Food Additives, on issues of references to the carryover principle of food additives in Codex standards, standards for meat products, and provisions for erythrosine in the Codex General Standard of Food Additives. So those are for information of this committee. We need to go back to animal feeding. I believe we have made some progress.
Because yours is ractopamine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all right, because in any case, we're after the ractopamine. No, okay. Just plug it
actually,
in.
Actually, no, this is animal feed right now. I'm going back to it.
Okay, and then where's the... And then ractopamine as well?
Ractopamine may have been pushed back to tomorrow.
So they're not reporting on it at 4?
No, I don't think
so. Okay, so this is animal feed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is closing the animal feed chapter.
This one now?
Okay, this one is UV. Mm-hmm. Je ne sais pas si j'ai beaucoup de batterie.
Quand tu vas le plugger, normalement, il va se mettre en route. Par contre, l'autre, il ne reçoit pas de signal. Là-bas. C'est pas normal.
Alors, c'est normal parce que j'étais pas.
Refais un contrôle.
Attends.
Voilà, c'est bon.
Okay. Comment je peux faire grand?
C'est bon, grand écran?
Non.
Faut que tu te mettes.
View. Full screen comme ça?
Oui.
Ah, après, est-ce que je peux faire zoom?
Mais tu avais un zoom tout à l'heure. Option. Show on page.
Oui, mais maintenant.
Show on page.
C'est petit ça.
Non, c'est tout net. Non. Show printed page. Voilà, c'est ça, il faut venir là. Printed page.
Non, ça c'est super petit. Okay, close.
Close. Et maintenant tu viens dans full screen.
Non.
Full screen.
Oui, c'est ce qu'on a fait.
Et alors maintenant il faut faire un print preview. Fais un print preview. Non, généralement ça marche avec le print preview.
Print preview.
Non, c'est encore plus petit. Non, laisse tomber. Voilà, t'as le zoom. Non. Wall page.
Okay, voilà. Je vais juste de mettre...
Il y a encore le zoom là, hein?
Non, non, okay.
T'as plus.
Je vais faire ça. Je vais faire... Voilà. Mais ça, c'est petit.
Est-ce que tu voulais tout voir sur la même page?
Oui, je crois que oui. Mais le problème, c'est que les gens qui sont...
Non, on ne voit rien. Non, mais là, ils voient. Il n'y a pas de problème. Le pire,
ok, je vais juste... je vais rester ici. Je vais...
Le layout, il ne va pas te le faire. Moi, ça marchait. Quand j'ai pris une preview, clac, j'avais le plein écran. C'est bizarre, hein?
Je ne sais pas.
Page layout, ça peut pas être ça. View.
Full screen, c'est ce qu'on a fait.
Oui, c'est peut-être ici.
Oui, c'est un petit.
Non, c'est un petit.
I think let's try to move ahead while the technology gets in shape. We shall also need to, of course, get some translation from what has been put up in English. So, referring to the future work on animal feeding, my proposal was to have a time-limited task force specifically focused on the issues that were identified by the Commission. And we have tried to quickly come up with the text that has been projected on the screen. We believe the Commission will agree that the host country will be Switzerland and that the objectives of this task force is to ensure the safety and quality of foods of animal origin and that the terms of reference for this committee will be one, work on guidelines on how to apply the existing Codex risk assessment methodologies. Two, develop a set of criteria by which hazards could be identified. Three, develop a prioritized list of hazards using the criteria. Four, discuss possible mechanisms for maintaining such a list. And five, take full account and collaborate with, as appropriate, work carried out by relevant Codex committees and other relevant international bodies, including FAO, WHO, OIE, and IPPC. The time frame for this task force is proposed to be four sessions starting in 2011. We need to note that the existing committees of contaminants in food, pesticide residues, residue of veterinary drugs in food, are encouraged to take on animal feeding issues as relevant to their mandates. On the last item, for the development of criteria for global identification and notification of emergency situations affecting the feed sector, it's proposed that FAO and WHO takes up this activity in their regular work program. That's the proposal under animal feeding, the way forward to address some of those issues that were left and where we had some lively discussion on how to proceed, the mechanism of how to proceed with that work. The proposal is now open for discussion. sorry, New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Chair. We note in the objectives that you are considering the safety and quality. And normally in a codex terms of reference, rather than referring to quality, we would refer to suitability. However, even in this case, are we also addressing suitability when we look at the methodology proposed, which is based around risk assessment methodology, hazard lists, etc.? Those mechanisms do not really address suitability or quality, and we should make a clear decision about whether or not this is about the safety of feed and the resulting impact on the food, and perhaps looking at excluding quality or suitability issues. Thank you.
I think very quickly to respond to New Zealand, I think we are considering only safety, so we can delete the quality issue in the objectives. Thank you. Mexico, please.
Gracias,
señor. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As was said earlier, Mexico doesn't agree with a special action group or task force because setting up a task force would generate more costs for countries in our region, the Caribbean, Mediterranean, to be able to attend. So, as we see it, what we'd like to say is that the mandate of this group should be limited to only work on tasks that cannot be carried out by other subsidiary bodies. Thank you.
Thank you. Mexico, Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I recognize that you went through the entire text, but I would propose for your consideration that it may be useful to work our way through it in sections so that delegations would have the benefit of seeing it before them rather than considering the entire text. I'll limit my comments at this time to the objectives. We would certainly support the point already made by New Zealand, but in addition, we note that as currently crafted, the objectives have a very broad focus on ensuring safety of foods of animal origin without any relation of that to risks associated with animal feeding, and would encourage that we incorporate such words. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. If there are no objections to that provision, maybe we could include that statement. In relation to risk associated with animal feed in the objective. I recognize the flag of United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. I think that, again, we need to consider this in its total, and I guess I would say that I don't know that we've necessarily agreed that we're going to have a task force, but if we are going to have a task force, then I think we have to be real clear on what the task force will do and what we expect the other committees to do. Right now, I think we think the objective is too broad, and it's really more than what we had envisioned or we thought we were talking about if we have a task force, which was to complete the work that has left from the electronic working group that reported to this committee. And then and to recognize that additional work on animal feed, should there be additional work on animal feed, or any work outside of that scope, would be handled by the relevant committees. I think we have to remember that we have certain work that's been approved. We have a limited mandate of work that's been approved, and that's really the only work that we can assign at this point. And so I think the objective needs to reflect a narrower mandate. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. I think this commission would agree that this task force is to handle those areas that were left hanging by the electronic working group. And we are trying to focus the attention to that work. And after that, we shall be happy to receive the outcome of their work. Therefore, like to suggest to the United States to probably give us the objective, as you have already pointed out, but probably I'll give you an opportunity later on to give it to us when you are ready. I recognize the flag of Brazil. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Brazil has some concerns in regard to the creation of these task force. First of all, there is a resource implication because there is some kind of cost involved in this. And this creates difficulties for the participation of developing countries, as many delegations have already expressed here in the plenary. And we understand that an increased participation of developing countries is one of the aims of CODEX. And we would like, Mr. Chair, that you take this into consideration and maybe think of referring the animal of this subject to the specific committees instead of creating a task force. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. Let me give the floor to Belgium. Belgium, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Belgium, speaking on behalf of the EU and its 27 member states, would like to say that we are totally in agreement with the proposal that has been made regarding this project. But within the framework of the objectives that we have, perhaps it would be necessary to adapt, if possible. If we could scroll down a bit. Well, in fact, yeah, I said it wrong. Scroll up then. Could we go a bit further up? Yes, that's it. That's the right direction. Go up. Go further, please. Continue. Could you go up a bit further? Yes. Continue, please. Further. Could we go up to where the objectives are? The objectives. Could you go that far up to objectives? There we go. Let's stay right there. Now, we could talk about develop guidelines or standards on animal feeding as appropriate, something to that effect. Thank you.
I'd like to inform Belgium that we are still waiting for the appropriate objective from the United States. So the two could be looked together and we move forward instead of trying to correct this particular one. So if Belgium would just hold on a bit. So can we scroll down now? I need to interrupt this discussion because there was a contract that the chair made with the commission yesterday. The contract was would come back here at 4 today and discuss a different issue, which you all agreed upon. It is 4 o'clock. Can the commission agree to review that contract so that we finish this agenda item and then come back to ractopamine? Can this commission agree? I see nodding heads. Thank you very much. We are back now on animal feeding. We had the flags of Cameroon. Cameroon, please.
Well, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. I'm a little bit puzzled here because the way the commission is working at this point in time is not a very usual one. What we're doing now is the work of committees. And I really want to regret that because here is the highest decision-making body, and we come here to take decisions, not to work on technical details. And what we have in front of us here, I think this is something I would have preferred, that a group agrees outside the door, outside the room, and comes here for decision. Now we are working on with a text before us, discussing removing a virgula here, adding another one. This is, I don't know, I don't want to say that it's a good use of our time. But anyway, since it is before us, let me first talk on two issues. The first one, first, let me make a small correction on one element. The terms of reference, I think we should talk of scope, not the terms of reference, because objectives, date, all are part of terms of reference. So if we can use the word scope, that would be good. Now, there is a reference to connecting FAO to this work. And we know we are in another biennium for FAO, which was already planned. How practical is that? I think we would like to listen from to hear from FAO how practical it is and what could be their involvement in that work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cameron. I think we need to clarify to Cameron a few things. One is we are not doing committee work. This is the organ that is responsible for establishing subsidiary bodies. And you can't establish subsidiary bodies, including task forces, without telling them what to do. So, this is what we are trying to do. Our work is normally guided by our procedure manual. And normally, when there is need for such an action, then we have some reference. So what we are trying to do here is try to follow some of the procedures we have set ourselves as the Commission to try and do our work. So that is clarification. But now I recognize the flags of Iran.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I will appreciate the proposal made by the Commission for this to solve the issue that would remain by creation the task force. To tell you the truth, I fully agree with the Brazilian delegation regarding the we do not agree to creation new task force. In addition of implication of the financial impact on this issue. The main important issue is it might be many developing countries be deprived of participating of such very important group to be share their views. So briefly, we would agree on that this issue to be back to the respected committee to work on that. Taking into account, as I understood well, the Mexican delegation again had the same concern regarding there is no any clear relationship between this task force and the respective committees. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Iran. Can I have now submission from USA? USA, please.
Let me just say that listening to the discussion, I think the question of whether we have a task force is still before us. But in order to let people see what a task force would do, we would make a couple of suggestions. First of all, under the objective, our suggestion would be I might say that the objective is currently written is very similar to the previous task force, which had a much broader mandate, I believe. So we would suggest to complete work as agreed to by the 33rd session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission.
32nd, last year. Karen, 32nd.
32nd?
Yeah,
32nd. I'm sorry. And then we believe that there are two, possibly three, items under the terms of reference, because there is only a certain amount of work that has been approved by the Commission. First would be guidance. I think the first one is correct. Okay, the set of criteria. That's fine. The fourth one, that's the third one. I'm sorry. One, two, three, four. The fifth one. To take full account and collaborate with. We believe that it would be more appropriate to specifically say And it wouldn't be in the terms of reference, because it would be expected that the task force would work within with the committees as appropriate. But at one of the separate points outside of your box there, which is outside of the terms of reference, under notes, that it would, the first one would very specifically say that the task, that additional issues on animal feed would be handled by the relevant committee. That's similar to what you have there in the paragraph above, but the point being that I think that the commission needs to very specifically say and make a determination that we're going to handle animal feeding issues that way, because we've had these discussions for many years and consensus has been hard to find, and I think it would be useful to make a determination for not just now but also for the future.
Just to be clear, from the United States, are you proposing deletion of terms of reference 5 to take full account and collaborate?
Yes.
And we are substituting that with additional issues on animal feed would be handled by the relevant committee. Is that correct, United States?
Yes, and that would be part of the report. And would represent a decision by the commission.
Can we scroll the text, see the issue of collaboration, and see whether that is appropriate? Can we scroll to the box? Down, please. One, see the scope or the terms of reference together. Yes. If we could have them bulleted as numbers, then it becomes easier for reference, please. That's taking a bit long, but we are a little bit not decided whether we five actually is the same as six. Does the United States have a problem in leaving terms of reference 5 in that text? United States, please.
Yes, Chair. Our intention was that number 5 would come out. I think it's a given that when you have a committee or a task force, they would be working with the relevant bodies. But this seems to perhaps suggest something beyond what we've got in the terms of reference, which are very clear. Also, we might just note that I recognize that you're doing track changes, but the colors are now getting less visible from up here.
Can I ask Secretary, please, to clarify on some of the issues? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Yeah, from the beginning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's on the objectives. First of all, we'd like to ensure that this is in conformity with the usual format of terms of reference for task forces or any committee. So there is an order, there is a format which is in the procedural manual, and that should not be changed in the sense that it's called terms of reference, it's not called scope. So that we should be remaining called, it should be remaining as a header, terms of reference. Now, first, going to the objectives, there was some proposal to refer to the 32nd of the session of the Commission, but it should be put in a more general way, because not referring to a specific meeting of the Commission, it would be the task force should provide, develop text. Because completing the work from the 32nd session of the Commission is not very, it's not consistent with what we usually have in this type of text. It should be of a more general nature. You do not refer normally to a specific session, because when delegates, when countries look at terms of reference, they want to have a clear idea of what this task force will be doing without having to go back to what was written in the 32nd session of the Commission. I don't know if it's very clear, but so we would like to, if possible, if it could be put in a more general way. Regarding the terms of reference, then these are the specific items of work, so that we are still discussing, but we would just recall that it's important to highlight the cooperation with FAO, WHO, IOE, and IPPC. Any other recommendation related to committees, that should be put either in the report or in the discussion, as delegates will agree. This is a different issue, what we are doing as relates to committee and as relates to cooperation with relevant organizations. So that's quite a standard statement, that cooperation with relevant international bodies, FAO, WHO, OIE, and IPPC, so we would prefer if it could remain in the text. And any recommendation relation with other committees that could be put in the report or as a recommendation of the Commission as was proposed. Thank you.
I think we are making progress, but we still have to agree on the objective given the submission from the Secretary. Can we go to the objective? Because there was that proposal from United States, but that proposal as advised by Secretary may not be appropriate because it is too specific, and we need to have a general objective. I want to suggest that we go back to the original objective. I want to propose the Commission we go back to the original objective, which was ensuring the safety of foods of animal origin. The task force should develop guidelines. So the objective which I'm proposing would be to ensure the safety of foods of animal origin, the task force should develop guidelines or other codex texts in relation to risk, in relation to risks associated with animal feed. And in that broad context, we are giving specific terms of reference as detailed from 1 to 5. Uh, Thank you, delegates. Can we try to see the final text? The objective, we've gone through it. Terms of reference one, work on guideline on how to apply the existing codex risk assessment methodologies. Two, develop set of criteria by which hazards could be identified. Three, develop a prioritized list of hazards using the criteria. Four, discuss possible mechanism for maintaining such a list. Five, take full account and collaborate with FAO, WHO, OIE, IPPC, and other relevant international bodies. The time frame, the task force shall complete its work within 4 sessions. Output 2011. Now, in addition to what has been put there, we want to propose further that the issue raised by United States, in other words, that additional issues on animal feeding will be handled by other relevant committees be included in the report. So that is what we are going to discuss, and I see the flags of Chile, Thailand, Cameroon, Denmark, Canada, USA, IFIF. We start with Chile, please.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I had my nameplate up, and this was referring to the setting up of the task forces. As I stated earlier, this committee needs to be aware that whenever task forces set up, that they will have the participation of developing countries. And I am particularly referring to the problem in our particular case in Latin America and the Caribbean, that we're on the other side of the world. It'll be impossible for us, for our delegates, to attend the meetings here. The electronic working group works in English. And secondly, when we decide to set up a task force, I hope that this commission is aware of things and that carries out follow-up of the level of participation of our countries in those task forces. Because I'm sure we will have standards that are being produced and we'll have to implement them without having actually taken part in the process. Thank you, sir.
I think we are still discussing. We have not yet decided. We wanted just to complete the proposal of the task force. We are still discussing the issue. Thailand, please.
Thank you very much. Thailand would like to make a second intervention to help the chair. This morning, Thailand had made intervention and support strongly to have a task force because animal feeding need comprehensive guideline, whatever it will be. The work from each committee will also feed in or interact with the task force. So in order to help and facilitate the working process, not spend too much time on this plenary, Thailand would like to suggest that Switzerland convene informal meeting with US, Denmark, and interested member country, and come up with the clean term of reference for tomorrow for consideration. That will take only a few minutes. Thailand learned from the past experiences 4 years ago when Thailand and US proposed to host task force on quick frozen food. And it's impossible to have a task for, term of reference discussed in the plenary room. So we spent 1 or 2 hours together and they come up with clean proposal. That will help. So progress has been made, but we have to make use of time. The small group can meet tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Or if the group decides to meet tonight, the group will miss the soccer competition tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand, for that very good proposal. I recognize the flags of Cameroon. Cameroon, please.
Well, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. And in as much as I appreciate your comment on my first comment on this issue, which was totally very relevant because it brought into the my cognizance what is at stake here. What I would like to say now is exactly what Thailand just said now, that, you know, I said it at the beginning that we will probably gain a lot of time if this thing is discussed outside the plenary. And I think that will that makes a lot of sense, and that's what Thailand said. And our experience in the Commission, when we are bringing up issues of task force or whatever, our experience is that they are never discussed in the plenary. We always set up an in-session committee that works on that and brings to the decision of the Commission. But now we are doing the work that was supposed to be done outside, and that was my worry. Again, I come back to it, and I support, very strongly support what Thailand said, that we set up a small unit that works outside this plenary. And the other issue is, Mr. Chair, if we are still in the process of decision-making, we are trying to write up the terms of reference of a task force which has not yet been created. What will happen if we decide now not to create a task force? We would have wasted our time working on that. So that's probably should take it into consideration. And now the minor issue, Mr. Chairman, which the Secretary, and I appreciate what the Secretary said, we will come back to the word terms of reference instead of scope. But I mentioned it earlier, that's objectives, terms of reference, date are all elements of terms of reference. If we decide to detach objectives, then the other section, we should find a word for it. Unless we call all of that terms of reference, that is what is in the procedural manual. Everything, including the objectives, are terms of reference. If we decide to detach them, then there should be a name for the one section, each section. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Cameroon. I recognize the flags of Denmark. Denmark, please.
Thank you. We want to thank the chairman for the proposal for the task force, which we support. We have one problem. It's the last sentence put in the note, that additional... No, don't scroll. Keep it. Additional issues on animal feed would be handled by the relevant committee. We have... already in the terms of reference that we should discuss further mechanisms for maintaining the work or the list on hazards. And that will be one of the things that will be open where to do that work. And I don't think that we can close a discussion saying how are we going to work with animal feed when the task force has finalized its work, putting in a note saying it should be the relevant committee. We don't know which committee. I think that we should rather put in some line in terms of reference saying that the task force should discuss how to maintain the work with feed in the codex connection.
In the future.
In the future. Yeah, thank you.
I Delegates, thank you very much for your consideration. Many of you will note that this is a fairly sensitive issue, and the Commission is divided on how to proceed. We are failing to agree on the mechanism to advance the work which we actually want to be done. We are the ones who want this work to be done, but we are failing to agree on how to proceed. We have had several delegations make interventions, and it is clear that we are unlikely to resolve this issue tonight. The proposal of the chair is to allow informal discussion on this matter tonight on the two parties, namely those who are in favor of using existing committees to undertake this work, and those who are in favor of having a time-limited task force to complete this work, try to talk to each other and come back tomorrow to the Commission and advise on how we should proceed on this matter. I'll request that the parties will present to the Commission their advice on how to proceed tomorrow morning before lunch. Is that acceptable to the Commission? I don't see an objection, so let's try to move in that direction. Cuba, please.
Gracias. Thank you very much, Chairman. I just wanted to say that the delegation of Cuba does not feel that this new proposal is a feasible one. We have spent almost the whole day through the Codex Commission to strive to reach an agreement on how to address this issue. And now, in a spontaneous fashion, it would appear that we would have to reach an agreement to come up with a new proposal to put forward to the Commission. We believe that this does not bode well, both for the procedure and for substance. But let's see what happens tomorrow. Really, the delegation of Cuba does not believe that this is a good solution to resolve the problem at this point in time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Cuba. I wish we had a good solution. That's what we are trying to find, and we have not found that solution as of now. And as noted, we have other items on the agenda to conclude. So that is the best option that we can have under the circumstances. Thank you, Cuba. Zimbabwe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the suggestion. But I would like to point out that unlike in the case of ractopamine, in this case, there doesn't seem to be a clear coordinator for this informal meeting. Can you clarify on that?
I would not like at this time to appoint a coordinator. I would ask that when the parties meet, they should be able to agree on who that coordinator is. Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In order to facilitate that discussion, can we at least clarify when and where the parties are going to be meeting so that we can at least get that part of it? Thank you.
He wanted to... We can use...
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We were checking on the capacity of the room, so there was quite a large room where the room as a trust fund meeting was held at lunchtime. So that would be room 4 on the ground floor because there is no other side event today. So that would be room 4 on the ground floor. Yeah, on the ground floor, room 4, and it has big capacity. Thank you.
Room 4 on the ground floor. We encourage the parties to meet.
Sorry.
We have a meeting, we have an evening session.
Soon. Having the night session?
Yeah, at 8 o'clock.
In the morning?
At 8 o'clock after the night session. No, at 8 p.m. tonight.
So we encourage the parties to meet in room 4 ground floor after our session here. I recognize the flags of Cameroon and Belgium, but Belgium, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président, la Belgique.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Belgium, on behalf of the European Union and its member states, is speaking now. Yes, you're suggesting setting up of a small working group that would be Denmark, United States, Canada, Switzerland, and so on, and two countries, some South America, could make a proposal tomorrow to the Commission on this matter, so as not to find ourselves with a very large number of delegations and have something that's a bit unwieldy. There's a preference for a small working group that can be very agile and effective. Thank you.
There is a proposal on the floor from the European Union that if the Commission can accept that a small working group be able to try and reconcile the mechanism for moving animal feeding forward. Cameron, please.
Monsieur President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The proposal of the European Union is one we are very sympathetic to. Having said that, I would like to add something, add a detail to this proposal. In our view, this can help bring forward results. In my view, perhaps amongst you, amongst the chairman, we need a facilitator, and perhaps from among you, the chairman and the two vice chairpersons could take on this responsibility, because I know that you've been working all day as a chairman, but perhaps the vice chairman, Dave, could provide that function, or to facilitate things, because on my left I have Canada, the vice chairman, and when talking about tracking, it's true, well, at that time a working group was set up, was chaired by him, and this generated very sound results. So I think that perhaps that would be a way of assuming responsibility. Perhaps you as a chairman could facilitate the work of that working group. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameron. We really need to conclude on this, but if there are still some flags, then it's the wish of the Commission to continue. And we shall continue. There is a proposal on the floor from the European Union of a small working group. There is additional comments from Cameroon of having one of the vice chairs facilitate that group and work and report to us the way forward tomorrow before lunch. Can we concretize the proposals on the floor? I recognize the flags of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I do support the European Union and the opinion of Cameroon. So we have a facilitator in the form of one of the vice chairpersons, and that such a meeting be held either this evening or tomorrow before lunchtime. Thank you.
I believe there is general support by the Commission of the proposal put forward by the European Union. But for clarity, we need to ask the European Union to repeat that proposal and that the vice chairs should be to attend and facilitate that particular meeting, which begins tonight at 8. European Union, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Belgium, on behalf of the EU and its members, we would like to propose the setting up of a small working group representing Switzerland, Denmark, the United States of America, Canada, and at least one member country from each region represented here. That's what we're proposing. Thank you.
I hope it is very clear about the small working group. We'll definitely expect that each of the Codex region sends a representative to this particular working group as proposed by the European Union, and one of the vice chairs should be there to facilitate this working group with the purpose of finding a solution and a way forward, and report to this commission tomorrow morning before lunch. Sudan, please.
My position is that we would like to have more presentations in this working group. No need to form one working group on one region and other representation from other regions. Let us make it more more participatory working group to include other stakeholders and other regions in this commission. Thank you.
The idea of having a small working group is to ensure that it is manageable and be able to deliver what we are requesting them to do. They are not going to make decisions for you. They are going to bring this proposal back to the Commission, and I'm sure the rest of the members will have an opportunity to be able to intervene. So I'd like to request that this working group remains small, be representative of all the Codex regions, and be allowed to undertake this work on behalf of this commission, and that the decision will actually be taken by the commission. Sudan, please.
Yeah, please state our position in not agreeing with this small group, Sudan's position. Thank you.
Thank you, Sudan. That will be noted. Thank you very much, delegates. We are aware we have not concluded on agenda item 9, but for today, I think that's as far as we could go on agenda item number 9.